This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. The Albuquerque Journal has come out with polls for the major candidates in the November election. It's less than 60 days away and getting hotter by the day. In the race for the 1st Congressional District, Albuquerque primarily, former State Democratic Party Chair Deb Holland holds a 49-41% lead over former State Representative Republican Janice Arnold-Jones. Libertarian Lloyd Princeton is at 3%. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be. A better New Mexico through better cities.
The poll was done by research and polling in Albuquerque for the Albuquerque Journal and was done by phone to proven voters. According to Brian Sanderoff, the president of Research and Polling, Democrats are more enthusiastic this election than before, and that could mean that Holland and other Democrats grow their leads in the next couple of months. Holland, who's from Laguna Pueblo, could be the first Native American woman elected to Congress. Holland, in her election rhetoric, says, quote, "Congress has never heard a voice like mine," end quote. More after this. In another race, Republican Yvette Harrell is leading Democrat Sochi Torres-Small in southern New Mexico for the seat being given up by Steve Pierce in his bid for governor. That race has gotten national attention, and should Torres-Small win, it would have an impact in the balance in Washington. But the 2nd Congressional District is very Republican, so a Democrat winning the seat is at best tough. The poll, also from research and polling, showed 48% of the questioned voters would pick Harrell, 41% Torres-Small. Torres-Small is a progressive Democrat, a water rights attorney from Las Cruces, making her first bid at elected office. The breakdown of responses in the poll was interesting. In the case of Torres-Small, 84% were Democrats, 4% Republicans, and 24% unaffiliated. But in the case of Harrell, 7% were Democrats, 85% Republican, and 55% unaffiliated. Ethnically, the majority of those who support Torres-Small are Hispanic, 57%, while with Harrell, 55% are Anglo. Torres-Small supporters are 33% Anglo, and Harrell's 33% Hispanic. So ethnicity does have something to do with how folks are planning to vote. Yvette Harrell has served 4 terms in the State House and thus has good name recognition and a proven track record, while Sochi Torres-Small is a newcomer. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
Another interesting factoid about this race is that it's never been held by a woman, and regardless of who wins in November, it will mean that both of New Mexico's congressional seats are held by women. In southern New Mexico's oil country, though, that doesn't seem to be a problem. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.